I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I sat down with Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. There are several items on the agenda, but we opened our conversation with some recognitions that will be awarded this evening at the meeting related to police officer response and staff response to an armed standoff at City Hall last week. Here's more with Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs.
It leaves you speechless, really, to reflect back on it. But if you could put it into words here, it was pretty phenomenal on how professional our department is and how they handled the situation. Obviously, they train for this. They deal with situations like this, but never really expected on your home turf, really.
Right.
And so you saw them go into action and handle everything to a T. And safety was the number one thing for staff and for the rest of the community as well. And it was handled incredibly well. And that's why you see some presentations on Monday's meeting here for recognition of some officers, for some merit awards, and then also some of the staff that really kind of went above and beyond and handled this really well.
So that is part of what is happening tonight is these recognitions, which I'm sure that the department chief, yourself, everybody wants to say thank you.
Absolutely. And everybody in the city departments, whether they were in the building or not, had a part in this. And, you know, we can train all day long for staff, non-police or non-public safety, and you can train for it and just never, you know, is something you think would happen. And our staff handled it incredibly well.
So there is some recognition this evening. What is planned with that? What's happening there?
So the police officers do have some specific awards that they are going to be recognizing three officers for their efforts in this, because there were some you know, unique situation that they were in and facing, and then also some general acknowledgement for some staff, but then some very specific staff that again went above and beyond. But I also want to note though that this wasn't just our police department; it was also EMS, it was also our fire department, and our surrounding agencies. We are across the street from the county, and I'll tell you, you know, as I was, you know, getting out of the parking lot, there you had an influx of support from across the street that was heading in.
Mm-hmm. Moving on with the rest of what's on the agenda for the meeting tonight, there is a vote coming up that has to do with a labor contract with the firefighters union. Tell us about that.
Yes, so this is the approval of the contract. The contract was had expired in the end of September, and staff and the bargaining team had worked together since early spring or late spring, actually, in early summer to come to an agreement, and ended up going through mediation, which was really productive. And where everything was agreed upon was $1.50 per hour wage increase for year one, and that's effective after if the commission approves it and after the commission approval, and a 3% wage increase for year two. They also are going to look at shifting some of the pay rates around and moving forward in that regard, so that it's easier to get to that top pay rate sooner rather than waiting a number of years. And the impact would be around, for the first year, is going to be about $110,000 to $111,000.
City Manager Karen Kovacs with us here with the continued preview of tonight's agenda. One of the things tonight has to do with how the commission does their evaluations of both the city manager and the city attorney's job performance and such. What is being done here? This is something that's relatively new.
Yep. So in September of this past year, we did have a subcommittee that performed the evaluation for the city manager and the city attorney. And then at that point, it was discussed to put discussion on compensation on hold just for the status of where things were with negotiations, and then also with the budget and kind of seeing where we land. What we see here today on the agenda is looking at creating a subcommittee that's going to last the entire calendar year, so that there's more frequent check-ins on goals, status, things like that, and then can also discuss compensation if that's where they choose. So you would see something probably come back in that regard.
It would be three members of the commission, three commissioners, I believe, that would be on this, right?
Yes. So they're going to be appointing three commissioners to the subcommittee for this.
Obviously, they're talking about you're one of the people that they're looking at the position or the performance. But when you look at this now, how does this improve perhaps conversations with you and with the city attorney and the commission and such?
That's a great question, because when we look at goal setting with staff and directors, you look at, you know, having you setting the goals, but then more frequent check-ins, adapting the goals, and then coming back to the commission if there is anything that wants to be highlighted, amended, or discussed, things like that. But it does give a little bit more of that consistency, what you see in a typical employment evaluation and goal setting throughout a year.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission is at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.